Hello and welcome to this episode of the What's New on the Net.com podcast. Today is May 15th, 2022, and in the studio is your favorite host, Saurabh Goswala. Get ready to receive all the important tech news from this week from around the world. So here goes. So straight off the bat is the report of Elon Musk putting the acquisition of Twitter on what he called temporary hold. He tweeted, of course, Twitter deal temporarily on hold pending details supporting calculation that spam, fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users, but then went on to insist that he was still committed to the buyout, leading some to say this was like a circus. On Twitter, of course. Former Facebook finance head David Marcus has announced a new cryptocurrency company called Lightspark. The company will reportedly focus on Bitcoin and Lightning. It will get funding from a 16Z crypto and other sources. Marcus left Facebook, Meta and Diem projects last November. In addition to Marcus himself, the new company will also have other former Meta employees in executive roles. Marcus hinted some things about Lightspark's plans, but said that the firm would explore, build, and expand the capabilities and utility of Bitcoin. He also said the company would create a team to dive deeper into the Lightning network. Some experts have interpreted this as the startup creating a crypto payment service of some type. This week also saw the much-awaited Google I/O Developers Conference taking place. There were a slew of announcements at this event, so if you want to catch up with them, do visit our website whatsnewonthenet.com. But the most notable of them was the announcement of Lambda 2, the follow-up to an AI system, Lambda. Google had introduced Lambda at last year's event, short for Language Models for Dialogue Applications. Google claimed that Lambda 2 can break down complex topics into straightforward, digestible explanations and steps, as well as generate suggestions in response to questions. Lambda 2 is an AI system built for dialogue applications. It can understand millions of topics and generate natural conversations around them just like humans. Google CEO Sundar Pichai walked through a demo in his keynote speech where a user asked Lambda 2 to describe the Marianas Trench in a series of questions. Alongside Lambda 2, Google also unveiled AI Test Kitchen, an interactive hub for AI demos powered by models like Lambda 2. Available as an app, users can interact with the models in limited ways, like exploring a particular topic with Lambda 2. We've all used QR codes sometime or the other. Now a new study from Juniper Research has predicted that the global spend using QR code payments will reach over $3 trillion by 2025, rising from $2.4 trillion in 2022. This growth of 25% will be driven by the increasing focus on improving the level of financial inclusion in developing regions and providing alternatives to established payment methods in developed regions. The new research identified combined loyalty and payment services via a single QR code as a key strategy for increasing their adoption. It predicts that loyalty schemes will encourage repeat use and foster consumer trust in QR codes for payments. So clearly QR codes are not going away, but instead may become a very important part of our daily lives.
Here is a shout out to founders, co-founders, CEOs, CTOs and C-suite guys of tech unicorns, businesses and startups around the world. Come share your business story on our weekly podcast. CEO Speak is a new slot we have introduced in which the top management of tech companies can tell the rest of their community of their success, their struggles, and so on. Plus, as a bonus, the same will also be published on our website whatsnewonthenet.com. Get your invite by writing into us at whatsnewonthenet.com, at gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to that announcement. Now going forward, in our startups segment I am gonna tell you about this mobile app called Vividit. Vividit is driven by artificial intelligence and offers incredible AI technology which can automatically enhance photo quality for you, with features including photo sharpener, color correction, cartoon selfie, portrait animer, black and white photo colorizer, background blur, to name a few. The photo sharpener feature helps enlarge and enhance your images to make them sharper, crisper, and cleaner. You can fix pixelated, blurry, noisy, and low-quality photos instantly for printing, social media, marketing campaigns, presentations, etc. The color correction feature balances the colors in the image. Get proper photo exposure including highlights and shadows and a varying degree of contrast in between. All in all, this one seems like the thing you would want to have to enhance the photos you click.
A word of caution. Listeners are strongly advised to do their due diligence before buying or downloading any of the startups featured here. Startup profiles are only for information purposes, and this podcast does not vouch for any of their features.
So with that, it's a wrap for this episode. Till we meet next Sunday, it's goodbye from me, Saurabh Goswala. Stay healthy, stay safe.